Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Enjoying the
rainy
weather.
You know what this music means, right? It means it's trivia day.
Yeah.
Big time trivia.
Yeah. I should learn that song. Yeah.
And you know, I've actually got the wrong trivia question on today's thing. So, you know what? I'll deal with this week's trivia question while you ask me a trivia question. How about that?
Okay. So do you want me to come up with a trivia question?
I want you to ask me a question and see if I know the answer.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know there was going to be a pop quiz, Mary.
Okay, well, here, I'll play some music while you think about it.
Okay. That's working.
All right, have you come up with a question for me?
No, I can't tell you how much fun this is. I love it. I can't. I just completely am drawing completely discombobulated, fuddled, blank. I can't ask you anything that I might know that you don't.
Oh, there's probably lots that you know that I don't know.
Probably. But thinking of it, I was sitting here thinking of my fluorite when the music played, and then I was going to find out what the trivia was. You know, and this is a perfectly, absolutely perfect example, I think. I'm glad this happened because, you know, I was thinking earlier that I want to be able to take a little bit more of the responsibility for this show off you.
And
because
I want you to.
Because I think we're getting ready to get even more famous, and you're going to be busier than you can possibly be. You know, I'm excited about this. Yeah. So,
well, let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
Have you ever read Harry Potter?
No, I'm totally a blank on all that.
Oh, so am I. So this is actually the trivia question for this week, because I flubbed it and I know what I did. I moved a few things around and I had this question set up, but I forgot to update it. But the question for this week, which I also need to put on the website, y'all have to. And you know what? I'm not even going to make excuses. I'm just going to tell it like it is. I've been busy.
Sure.
We had a huge. Yard sale yesterday to benefit Be Unique. And there's a lot of work in putting on a yard sale.
Yes.
However, we did make over $300 that we can give to Be Unique.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have a lot of stuff to go. A lot of good stuff. I can't tell you how many people stopped by and said, "Where did you get all this stuff? This is really high quality. This is a high-quality yard sale. This is nice stuff."
Oh, yeah. No fooling around there.
So we're going to do it again next Saturday, December 5th. As long as we have enough people to help me and as long as the weather's good, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But here is this week's question. Which house was Harry Potter almost sorted into? So if you know which house Harry Potter is in, you can eliminate one. Now, I will tell you, there are four houses of Hogwarts, founded by Godric Gryffindor, Salazar Slytherin, Rowena Ravenclaw, and Helga Hufflepuff. So it's going to be one of those four houses that he almost got sorted into, but that's not the one he was in. So I think we need to do this again. Because I just love this music.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like Alex Trebek is probably smiling down on us right now.
I think so. I think he was poking me in the ribs while I was trying to think of a trivia question.
I love that. I found a thing on YouTube that has various music from Jeopardy throughout history.
Oh,
so
really?
Did you ever,
how cool is that?
Yeah. Did you ever watch Jeopardy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I watched it back when I knew the trivia, but about 10, 15 years ago, about 10 years ago, the trivia changed and I knew none of it ever.
Well, yeah, they have to keep up with the times.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they don't keep up with the times are going to squash them.
Yep. That's like the morning I got in my truck heading to school, and I turned on the cool FM oldies radio station, planning to hear Rockin' Robin, and I heard Stairway to Heaven, and I immediately froze and aged 30 years, you know.
The oldies channel.
It was the oldies channel still, but it was...
Yeah, it kind of hurts. Well, let me ask you this question.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember? All right, did the Gene and Mary show always have just one question for the week?
Well, we initially kind of started thinking in terms of daily trivia questions.
Uh-huh.
But as we got started, I remember things kind of came on a lot quick, and there was a lot of other things to deal with, too. And, you know, 15 minutes a break is not a lot of time to do a lot of different things. So we went to weekly, and we've even talked about, you know, going longer. But it's, you know, it's kind of fun learning something new every week. Especially
yes,
learning
it is.
Something new every day about with the questions, you know, or the hints, I should say.
Yes.
So, tell you what, let me do that. Let me make that my immediate contribution. Let me come up with a handful of trivia questions and write the stuff around it so that all you would have to do is cut and paste when it comes time that you need one.
Well,
how's
you know, I emailed you all the trivia questions that I had already created or I had found somewhere. And
yeah.
I asked you to find the hints for each question.
Wow.
Should I send
okay.
that to you again?
Well, I can, if you don't mind, it'd probably be faster than me trying to find it.
I will resend that to you. Not a problem.
I'll do that, and we'll make this happen. This is going to be good. All of our listeners out there, you guys don't know this. Maybe if you're new, if you've been with us for a while, you probably know that we're getting ready to really have a really big radio show. We're having fun. We want you to call us, 516-418-5651. Tell us what you like to talk about, because we'll talk about that. We love to talk. We'll talk about anything.
Yes, and we have talked about almost anything. In fact, since this is called the Trivia Roundup, I'm going to give you just the subjects, just the answers to the things that we've talked about since September.
Oh, sure. Good.
Okay, so we talked about Be Unique, of course, back when we only had 39 people, countries listening to us.
Yeah.
We talked about the fact that Howie Mandel follows Be Unique on Twitter.
Yes.
We talked about the fact that we have 100% volunteers running every aspect of Be Unique, mm-hmm. and that two people won gifts in our inaugural week of this show. And we always talk about the fact that anybody who participates by calling in or emailing qualifies mm-hmm. to win a gift. We talked about the Buja dance, and we also talked about the fact that it took 3 episodes for me to get it all out because we kept diverging onto other subjects. We're getting better
We never get off the topic,
but sometimes that topic just seems to go on and on and on. We talked about the many ways you can enter to win a gift from us through calling the show, by email, or commenting on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the Great Wall of China. We talked about the capital of Australia. We talked about the artist who painted the Isle of Sark, Marcel Duchamp, Rasputin, Vanilla Ice. We talked about Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Yeah.
We talked about the longest river in Africa and the longest river in South America, the Nile and the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about the Summer Olympics, and we talked about London, England. We talked about the Great Barrier Reef. Now, those are just the trivia that we've talked about. That does not include the actual topics for every show that we've done. And you know, our shows in a way are trivia roundups, if you think about it.
How so?
If you think about it. Well, hold on a second. I'm going to play a little music and I'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
I have to find what I'm looking for. And I just love this music. Okay, so
well,
I found what I needed.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to. I'm waiting to hear what you have to say.
Oh, I have a bunch of topics to list off. So tell me what you want.
Well, I forgot. You were looking for something, and I was thinking of something I was looking for too at that moment. I was going to look for it too, but since you found it, let's go with what you found. I'll quit looking for mine.
Gene, I am so organized that I scare myself sometimes.
I know, and that's the thing. It's great.
If people could see inside my head, they would shudder. We got about 2 minutes left in today's show, so let me run down these topics real quick.
Okay.
The Buja dance, get to know you, hugging trees, behind the scenes, we got your back. Looking through the trees, trees are our favorite topic. Looking up, helping and thinking and helping, gardening gurus, happy thoughts and joyful vibrations. That was one of my favorite shows. Dynamic duos, and then I couldn't come up with a title, so I just put insert clever title here. And we just talked about whatever came to our mind that day. We did songs from our childhood, some of our favorite things. We tried to get people to call in with a question that could stump us, but nobody wanted to bite that one. We have had a trivia bonus day. We had a global shout-out day. That was so much fun.
Wow.
When we said, remember, we said hello to every country that was listening to us on September 23rd in their native language, and we did the best we could. And the next day, we talked about the Be Creative Challenge that we had. We talked about manifesting. We talked about music again, current music that we like to listen to. We talked about what happens when trees hug you back. And my favorite so far of all these shows we did was when you talked about beans.
Oh, my goodness.
We did a show on riddles and cats or bats. We talked about a giggle, a gaggle, and a google and what they mean. The Isle of Sark, which I think must be one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about whether coffee is nectar or necessary. We talked about plastic, baby animals, and their cute little names and how they get them. We had a whole show of dad jokes, and I think my husband kicked in one that day. I don't remember. talked about Today in History on October 13th. We did TV from our childhood. And because it was on everybody's mind, we talked about COVID. We talked about books and heroes, rivers and mountains, and how they got their names, etiquette, and good manners. We talked about Gorse, by gosh. We talked about bucket list, lifelong dreams, and old idioms and axioms like lie with dogs and wake with fleas. We talked about our sun and moon signs, and that was a fun show too. And then we had another show where anything goes, when I don't remember what we talked about, but we just talked about what popped into our head. Talked about our favorite Halloween memory. Colors of the World was another fun show. Healing Frequencies. And then you told us the story about the fly and the bee and the jar. We had a whole show, 15 minutes, probably 20 minutes, dedicated to you and your recorder. Then we went on our first road trip, Jennifer and I did, to Winter Garden. And I tried to take the show with me. And you had to carry it for about 2 minutes before I shut down because I panicked.
But guess what? And that was the day that I was driving down the road going to another town, and I didn't know what happened, so I just went ahead and did the show because I didn't know if I didn't hear it hang up. So there's a whole show out there in the universe of my own I did for it.
We'll have to capture that and bring that little booger back. We talked about the different ways you can say goodbye. I like, see you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile, hasta la vista, baby. We talked about what's stopping you, an attitude of gratitude. Oh, this was such a fun show to even get geared up to say, because I had to learn how to pronounce parasketed cat. Just now I can't say it. Parasketed cacatriophobia. Parasketed cacatriophobia. Parasketed cacatriophobia. Parasketed cacatriophobia.
Friday the 13th. For you to say.
It is not easy for me to say. It's easy for me to remember that I made a little song out of it, and I have to go back into singing the song. Yeah, parasketed cacatriophobia. Parasketed. You just kind of get a mantra going.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
That was. We did that show on Friday the 13th. Well, see, any big word like that, you can break it down. And if you can break it down, you can spell it, and you can pronounce it. So I had to look at the word and break it down into what sounded like it, and then I listened to it being pronounced by a professional, and I was able to match my weird way of looking at it into parasketed cacatriophobia.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
We talked about Dadaism. Coffee and tea. We had an intuition tune-up one day. Remember that?
Yep.
And again, we talked about trees a third or fourth time. We talked about the funniest things we'd ever heard, and we told jokes on the air. But you know what? I really enjoyed the lightning round. And if people don't know what the lightning round was, you think this is a weird lightning round we're doing today, you should go listen to the show we had on November 24th. We talked about how our generation defines us, our pet peeves. But you know what might have been my favorite show of all? The Thanksgiving special, when we had people call in and tell us what they were grateful for.
That
and I lost
totally
you.
Off. Totally off.
Yeah. We had so many people participate.
It was amazing.
And that because of that, we had more people get chances to win prizes. Mm-hmm. And I've got two. Barb is going to come over one day because she is my neighbor. She's going to come over one day and actually just pick out a prize. And her husband won. But then I've got two more prizes I've got to get into the mail this week. But our time is up. So I'm going to let this next Jeopardy theme take us out of here. And Gene, if you want to tell people how to listen in and participate tomorrow, please do.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Give us a call, 516-418-5651. When the show is going, you can give us a call. You can participate, earn a chance to get in the drawing for a free gift. Between now and then, we have an email at
contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com. Anytime, 24/7. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again tomorrow, noon Eastern.
Yeah, tomorrow we talk about grand wisdom.
Grand wisdom. Oh, all right. Grand wisdom. That's fun. Because there's a lot of that out there, you know. I'll see you guys
tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Have fun,
everybody.
Bye, everybody.